What's good, everybody? What it is and what it ain't. You don't like what we got to say, joining the debate. This is another segment of Raise Podcast, man. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate all of you. You know how it is. Much love every time, which I know what this is. Wednesday. It's the best part of your time on there. If you're left for me, Carolina Blue, you're really down right now. My man, what's good? What's good?
Already.
Sir, my man Sean. We want sports. Don't forget to check out his channel as well. But we about to jump right into it, fellas. So over this past week, All-Stars came out. Now, before we get to talk about the starters and who's made it, by the way, Brandon Julius Randle was in that thing. And I know Sean feeling good because it's Nick. It's Nick. But let's talk about the All-Star snubs. And we'll just get it out the way. We won't even sugarcoat it. Devin Booker, before game started today, obviously he's going to recruit Anthony Davis because AD is injured. But most people feel like that he should have just been All-Star in general, as I heard. Brandon, I'll let you go first. How do you feel about the Devin Booker situation? And if you agree that he should have been in the reserve, who in the West shouldn't have made it?
Yeah, so I mean, I definitely think he's like an obvious all-star. I definitely think he should have been in the first set of reserves instead of being a replacement. It ultimately doesn't matter because at the end of the day, when you're retired and people are looking at your career, you're going to still say you were a multiple-time all-star. So that's what matters. And I got a lot of love for Chris Paul being a North Carolina kid. Like, I really do, but I don't think I've ever seen a situation, and some people disagree and say he's the best player. But I don't ever think I've seen a situation where the best player was skipped over for the All-Star game for the second best guy. So of course I didn't agree with that, and I feel like I would have been, you know, more comfortable with CP being the replacement, or you could have looked at BI, you could have looked at DeMar, somebody else, whatever the case may be, but I definitely think Devin Booker is a top 12 player in that conference. So I think he should have been. I'm happy he's in. I don't think he should have been a replacement. I think he should have been. But as long as he gets there, like, that's all that really matters.
Mm-hmm. Sherm, how you feel about it?
I'm definitely a CP3 guy, man. I think he's a great point guard. It's a hell of a point guard. But the NBA is going in the transition stage, man. You can't leave Devin Booker out. That he should never be a replacement. With all respect to Chris Paul, nobody's coming to the gym to see Chris Paul. Nobody's coming to the stadium. Who are you coming to see? Devin Booker? Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that Chris Paul is not relevant. I'm not saying that at all. But when it comes to pushing the league forward,
say it again. When it comes to pushing the league forward, what?
Who are you coming to see play between the two? Devin Booker and Chris Paul.
Obviously the guy, to put it that way, than the younger guy. Hey, that goes for any team. But I'll continue to let you go because it's the floor.
Nah, the floor is not mine. We talking. We can't always. We're having a debate. Who are you coming to see, Chris Paul or Devin Booker? Who excites you more?
Me, CP3 excites me more. Not gonna lie.
If I want some wins, I'm going with CP3, yes. But if I'm thinking on a business sense, and as far as business, I'm going to put Devin Booker because he's fighting, he's younger, he's who these young fans can relate to. So if this is CP3 last year, you want to give him something to ride the concept with, fine. But this is not his last year. he should never have been selected over Devin Booker, period.
Adrian Tepper says, CP running the team just like OKC, can't believe he's unappreciated.
I am not bringing to the team because he's an absolute winner. He's like a Jason Kidd, but with more. You know, like I said, at the end of the day, it's a business. Mm-hmm. And who are the young fans looking for? They're not checking for CP3. Devin Booker. Now, as the coach, yes, I want CP3 to run my team. Mm-hmm. But as a fan, I'm Devin Booker.
Put it that way, then I understand. I just think it's a tough situation because, like, I believe, like, it's tough because, like, Chris Paul is an all-star. Like, I believe he's an all-star. I do.
He's a Hall of Famer.
I believe every year in the league that he's an all-star. And what sucks about this, that nobody's not thinking about it, but if James Harden never got traded to the Nets, then if he would have still been on the Rockets, that means either CP would have been out and Devin Booker. Like, one of that last spot would have not been there. The West is just a tough conference. And I know Devin Booker feels, you know, like it's so much disrespect to him, but I'm going to keep it a stack, man. Like, I feel like CP3 deserved it. I feel like he did. Now, Anthony Davis, I remember Charles Barkley was saying that he don't feel like AD should have been in the All-Star because he's been out this whole season. He's been injured. Well, if that's the case and we're going to do it that way, then I feel that. Then AD should have never been there in the first place. But we all know off-rip that AD is going to be an All-Star. Like, it's just certain things. Like, that's just what's going to happen.
That's absolutely. Just
but another All-Star, we got the Devin Booker out the way. Another All-Star snub, I believe we should have made it, was the Matthew Sabonis for the Indiana Pacers. First guy in NBA history, to average 21-10-4, 21-10-5, to not be an All-Star. I like Ben Simmons. I know, Brandon, you know I like Ben Simmons. I think he's good. But I know that the Sixers are a number one seed, but I don't think Ben Simmons should have made an All-Star over Sabonis. I don't. Let's talk about it.
I agree. I agree. And also, there's another name on there, and don't get me twisted. We talk about Vucevic for the Orlando Magic. He's a really good player. And I don't want anybody to get it confused with I'm saying that he's not worthy of being a top 12 guy. But when you look at Trae Young not making it, it clearly comes down to wins with him because he's averaging 27-10. There's not 12 guys in the East that's doing that. So they said, okay, Trae Young's not winning, so he's not making the All-Star game. So if big guy from Orlando is not winning, how is he making it over Sabonis? Correct me if I'm wrong, the Pacers are fourth. They don't have Karis, and they don't have TJ, which makes his case even more appealing because he's out there balling without two starters. And two starters we know can get busy. So I don't understand how Vucevic makes it over Sabonis as well. Ben Simmons, I'm kind of, as Sherm was saying with Devin Booker, even though we agree on the whole Devin Booker, but we have slightly different takes. But when it comes down to box office, I can understand why Ben Simmons made it. But I don't get why Vucevic made it if we're penalizing Trae Young for losing and they're only a few games apart. Or a half game apart or something like that. So Sabonis is definitely an All-Star. 1,000%.
See, what's the thing about this, they're not consistent because, like, I feel like, you know, they know they messed up last year by not putting Bradley Beal or Zach LaVine in there. And this year, Bradley Beal is in the league in points. And Zach LaVine is, you know, averaging damn near 29 points and finally got Chicago in the top eight, which we'll speak on later about, which is very good for them. I feel like they felt like they make up for that last year. and by putting them in because it was a no-brainer, like Zach LaVine is not an all-star again this year. He's averaging 29 points. You know, you get to scratch your head on their decisions. And then now Trae Young is not in. If the bonus is not there, but the bonus was in there last year. He deserved to be in last year, just like this year. It's very tough to not be consistent. And then James Harden with the East messes up things.
Another spot. Yeah, that's another spot. For certain. Yeah. I agree with everything you just said. And just with so many guys on so many different teams actually putting in like numbers, like, and I could be wrong, but I think we're in a space right now in the NBA where you could be on a bottom, like a bottom two or three team in the league can have somebody averaging 30. I don't think that was always the case in the NBA. So I think it's definitely now tougher than ever, but I definitely agree. My stance on the All-Star game, and I'll compare it to the All-NBA team. For the All-Star game, give me the 12 best guys in the conference, regardless of wins and losses. Reward the guys who are winning for All-NBA. That's always been my take. Because it's unfair to a guy like Bradley Beal last year, who's out there playing with not much of anything, and he's averaging 30, but we penalize him and Trae. Well, I won't say Trae's not playing with nothing, but he's still a top 12 player in the conference. And I don't know, man. I agree. They gotta give some kind of guideline so we can hold these coaches and media accountable.
Yeah. So you just said the best player, right?
You said what?
Just now you just said the best. Recouping on what best you just
12
said.
Best 12 players, yeah.
Players, right? Okay, so the players in the All-Star review. So, are you saying that Trae Young should be noted?
Yes. Well, okay. Yes, in my opinion, but I understand what it goes into consideration, which we all agree is inconsistent. So, I understand why he didn't make it. But if it was up to me and I had to pick a 12-man roster to go represent a conference, yes, he'd be in there.
Okay, so we agreed that should have made it too. So now we're going to name the reserves and stop me at any player Young or Sabonis should have took their spot.
I'll make it easy for you. Vucevic and Ben Simmons.
Okay.
Yeah, you ain't even got to go down the list. Like, Ben Simmons is cool, but and again, I understand why he made it because he's box office, but is he more box office than Trae Young? I don't think so. I can see why someone, huh?
Just like how Middleton made it last year with Giannis, he went to Ben this year.
I get it. I completely get it, but I'm not big on Middleton like that either. So when he made it last year, I was kind of like, So again, I see it, but I just don't personally agree with it. I say give y'all start of time for the guys who's in there putting in the work. You know, we all know deep down that it's a team game. If you're out there losing, it's not likely the reason for the guy averaging 30 and 10 or 28 and whatever. It's probably because the team is not very good. So, but I see your point, though. I'm not knocking your point, but that's just how I feel like you kind of balance rewarding guys.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the next thing about a team who I've been, you know, praising and feel like, you know, they're good. And Brandon, you know, we have our differences on it, but right now, that's not the case. The Dallas Mavericks, because they're looking to get offers. I know they were talking to Golden State. Do you feel like that's a move that they should make? Sam, I want you to go on this one first.
Should they? But why? Why should they? Who are they trading them for?
They haven't said who they're trading them for, but I know they were looking to trade them. Well, one of the teams was Golden State, which was, you know, yeah, I don't know.
What? One thing that we do know about in the ownership, Mark Cuban, he loves foreign players. So if they're putting it out there to trade, it's something else going on. We didn't see him getting traded from the Knicks. He's the cornerstone that they was trying to build around. And you don't trade him. You don't. What? Why? Why? The guy's 7'3". He can shoot three. He can block shots. Put it on the floor. If you want to say he's not strong enough to post up, all right, okay. But who posts up today in today's game? Nobody. So why should they trade him? I don't know if it's just smoke that's being blown. Why? I don't see why.
Okay. Brandon, what's good with it?
I'm with Sean. It's definitely something more there. He's averaging 20. As far as young talent, well, I can speak for me and Sherm. I can't speak for you, Ray, because it sounds like you think the Mavs can make the finals and potentially win. If they're an all-time great team, like you're saying,
elite
quote-unquote team, they can win the finals. But I won't bring that up today. But I don't know. I feel like him and Luka are a solid duo to pair with. And again, what you gonna get for them? Like,
it's no value. What are you gonna get?
And the trade market. And we'll probably talk about this later. But the trade market is drastically changing because of this new 7-10 seed. And I just see Marvin just said Cuban said it's not true and was upset about the Roma.
Okay.
And I don't see why you want to get rid of him unless you got something under the table that's going to change the dynamic of the team. But I will ask you, Ray, if they are serious about trading him, are they still an all-time elite team?
We're going to stop being political. Bring it up, Brandon. Just bring it up. Bring it up. Let's talk about it. We're going to flip the script. We're going to stop being politically correct. We're going to just bring it all out. We're going to bring the production our production meetings, we're going to bring it to the table. Let's talk. Like Ray said, let's talk about it.
I mean, you're only using up half of my sentence of why I said that they're elite. That's so. No, you are, and it's fine. Next week, I can have a clip to show you everything that I said when I first said it. But
I know what you said. But go ahead.
If they trade Porzingis, it is value. I don't think they should trade him, but I do think there is value. It just depends who are you going to trade him to. Now Marvin just cleared it up and said that it was a rumor, but if it was to be true. And they were talking about trading to Golden State. Now that's not value. That like, why are you trying to trade Porzingis to Golden State if that was true? Because what you gonna go after? What, Kelly Oubre, or Draymond? I don't think they're gonna trade Draymond. So it just depends on what team you trade him to and what you get back if that was to happen. But no, I don't think you should trade Porzingis. I like the duo, and I think it's a complete match in the playoffs if they're healthy. Because if Porzingis is healthy, and like how he played at the Knicks, of course he's not going to be the main guy. I think they can cause trouble in the playoffs. And they're going to make the playoffs. You saw Luka last night. So it's all right. They're going to make the playoffs. Just hope we're never on the same page with that.
No, hey, look, listen. My preseason prediction had the Mavs in there. And we got clips of that. There's footage of that. My only argument is they're not an all-time elite team. I'm going to address Keon in a second, but there's this notion that I don't like Luka. Like, dog, like Luka, I wish Luka was playing when I came up, because if you ever watched me play basketball, not the fastest guy in the world. Luka is representing for all the slow to normal speed brothers out there in the world, and I salute. I love Luka's game. My only argument is, when we're talking about the three-peat Lakers, which is what our conversation consisted of. And I understand that there's another layer to your sentence. You're saying they're elite all time because they match up with one particular great team. And my stance has always been, no, if you're elite all time, you can compete with anybody. It ain't just one team. That's all my stance. So I understand there's another layer. I'm just saying that layer doesn't justify a team being elite all time. And Keon, about my Heat.
Here we go.
Keon, about my Heat. You might be right, man. Hey, look. You might be right, man. Hey, look. We have won some games, though. We did good on our little West Coast trip. So we are turning it around. And luckily, the Eastern Conference is wide open between, like.
Oh, it's definitely wide open.
Between like the 5th and 10th seed, again, it's like a guesstimate, but it's only like 4 games in between those teams. And now with the 7, the 10 seed now having that playoff structure, hey, you keep sleeping on my boys. We'll figure it out. And it by the end of the season, if we don't, I'll hold accountable. I'll be accountable. But the Mavs, they doing their thing, and I told y'all this in the production meeting chat. If Luka passes Dame on this MVP ladder, I won't be upset in the slightest bit because I love Luka's game. But as of last week, the only other guard in the conversation of Dame as of last week was Steph Curry.
Yeah, and like I told you last week, you were saying that as of today, I'm like, man, it changes every week. So that's why last week I was like, stop talking about today. Let's talk about that. Like, but I understood what you were saying. I wasn't taking it away, but I was just like, let's talk about right now, like overall, who you got. You know what I'm saying? And you were saying today, name is top three. So let's do it again. Let's bring it up now. It's a whole nother week. We obviously see what Dallas doing. We obviously see what Dame continuing. He's still doing his thing. Do you think Dame will be NBA All First Team over Luka?
I don't know. And listen, I'm going to say this because truthfully, there's another guard who, in my opinion, is playing better than him, Dame, Luka, and Steph.
You got to be one person.
No one's talking about him. He's getting no love from the media. People, James Harden.
What am I saying? It gotta be
Harden. Absolutely losing his mind, and nobody. People talk about it for like 5 seconds, and they go back talking about Dame. They go back talking about Luka. Go back talking about Steph. But dog, they won like 5 straight games in a period when they were playing the Lakers, the Clippers. Very good teams, and he led them to some wins. He's leading the NBA in assists, and he can still go out there and get you 30. Like, that's impressive. And he might take that last spot over Dame and Luka. That's why I say I truly don't know. And right now, I got to be consistent. The Blazers have dropped their last 3. So, obviously, Dame starts going down. But like you said, it goes back and forth. I can see Dame averaging 45 next week, and then it's like, oh, what now? And then Luka come back and average 30, 10, and 12, and it's like, y'all could come back and just say, bam, it's in your part. But that boy James Harden, he need a little
bit. Yes, sir, Kenny. Add this to what Brandon just said. Why is Harden, and you guys, everybody know, I've been hard, not just this year, but last year. I didn't want them to make the trade. But I see more to his game now. I see more to his game. But why is he not even mentioned in the MVP conversation? Why is that?
I don't know why he's not mentioned in the MVP. Maybe because Joel Embiid and Joker is playing crazy. But then again, it's like, all right, you can have those two. Then, like, I'm a Bron fan, but Bron ain't averaging a double-double. You know what I'm saying? Like, James Harden is leading the league in assists, if we're going to speak about the facts. You know what I'm saying? He's averaging 11 assists. So he should be over LeBron. He shouldn't be over Joker or Embiid, though. But I don't know why. Kendrick Perkins came out of his mouth today and said that James Harden the best player in the NBA right now. I wonder.
To Harden. But again, he brung what he has done. He's brung a different element to that team, where Kyrie can do what he do. Once KD get back, he can do what he do, and he's doing what he do across the board. You know, and I have said it in our production meeting. I'm meant to admit when I'm wrong about something. I'm wrong about James Harden. The guy, he can flat out play.
Has always been a killer. James Harden has always been that
guy. I just didn't like his game in Houston.
No, it's just, I'm just saying for me, like, it's just when we get in that second round, that third round, that's when he's starting to piss me off. Cause I'm like, you like that. Like, you are like that. Like, but you are that guy. He's playing with, yeah.
And he don't have to score. He can now facilitate. He's good with getting 16 to 20, and that's still a plus, a big plus. When you got guys on two guys besides you that can get 20 and more, 30 and more on any night. So again, goes back to what I said before. Who you gonna double team? You can't.
And another. To add on to what Sherm's saying, he got KD, and now you telling Kyrie, don't worry about running the team. Just go get a damn bucket. That's scary. Like, to your left, you got Kevin Durant. To your right, you got Steph. By the way, we're going to pick and roll you to death, and if you help off me, DeAndre Jordan dunking everything. And I see Joe Harris over there, so you can't help.
Yeah, Money Joe going crazy right now.
But I want to tell Kenny this. They still got to play defense.
Absolutely.
They still got to play D.
But, you know, while we are talking about Brooklyn and not a lot of people in the media was talking about, that's the thing. I'm tired of that, but it's okay. Though. We ain't going to talk about them. We give people their flowers on here. When we come and talk, we give people their respect, and I want to give respect to Bruce Brown. He had his career high last night against Sacramento Kings. He had 29 points. Why wasn't that all over? That man went crazy. His reaction, he didn't even know. Jeff Green went up to him at the end of the game, why you ain't get 30? He looked up, they had to come and shit. Like, he didn't even know he had 29. That's good. I like what Brooklyn is doing. There's always the concern. They're getting this chemistry. With that effect, when KD comes back, it's always a yeah or no. You just never know. But I mean, I'm on the side saying when KD come back, it'll make things be all right. But Brooklyn looking good right now. Let's get to the playoffs. Two different games to come. And then if they match up, that's going to be a great series. That's going to be a great series. I was talking to one of my mans, his name is EJ, and he was saying that DeAndre Jordan and Joel Embiid definitely Rick just shoot. I don't think DeAndre Jordan is going to be able to handle Joel Embiid if they match up. Like, what's more scary to you, Kevin Durant and Tobias Harris? Tobias Harris and Kevin Durant, or DeAndre Jordan on Joel Embiid? What are you more afraid of?
Hey man, I like Joel Embiid a lot, but let's not get crazy.
gang.
Joel Embiid, you know, I think, put it to you like this. No, I won't even say that. Joel Embiid is gonna kill, but he ain't no damn Kevin Durant. Only person who can look Kevin Durant in the eyes and say, let's do this, is Bron. And I'm gonna say Kawhi, but whatever. We won't talk about that. But
he lit them up too.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I ain't. But Tobias Harris don't stand a chance. and nobody over there on that side stand a chance. And then on top of that, there's still James Harden and there's still Kyrie Irving. Let him be the average 30 and 12. If that big three averaging 80, it don't matter. It don't matter.
Yeah, that is true. I don't know. I just think a lot of people don't be respecting Joel Embiid like they should. Joel is having a hell of a season this year.
Yeah, he is. But the reason why he's not respected, because he don't demand that respect. Yeah, the numbers may look good. We all know that he has the talent. Get on that floor. He really don't demand that respect. Like, he gets a happy-go-lucky whatever he get. Who is he? He gets his numbers, but who is he putting fear into?
I think he puts fear in all every big man. And Joel Embiid be talking this shit. Like, he be talking junk to everybody. He puts fear in all big men. I believe it.
So, and I'm going to ask y'all this question. I want somebody to let me know if I'm wrong. As good as Joel Embiid is, the last big to demand that kind of respect and literally take a team over the top to a championship. And I mean like a back, not Dirk, because I know Dirk did it. But, you know, pure power in the post, giving you work, is Shaq.
That's my point.
Well, Embiid ain't Shaq, and Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris ain't Kobe.
That's my point.
We on the same page. Me and Sherm, I don't know. Me and Face ain't been agreeing lately, but
you know, it's no disrespect to Joel Embiid, because yeah, he's getting his numbers, but don't nobody fear him. Like you
can't say that, man.
He's gonna get his numbers, but there's a lot of guys that get numbers, but then there's guys that just changes a game. MB has not proven to me yet that he can change a game. He just hasn't. When has he ever done it? When has he ever done it? We all know his potential. We all know his skill level. But when has he changed the game?
And when will he be shooting jumpers? Will he be at the three-point line?
Because if I'm coaching, let him shoot the threes. Let him shoot that. We can live with him shooting threes. If he hits seven, fine.
But this year, he's more demanding in the post. Like, he's not shooting those threes.
I'm not debating that at all.
When has he done it? To answer your question first, he has been inconsistent in away games. So y'all keep sleeping on the Sixers. I'm not sleeping on the Sixers. Six is good. The only thing I'm concerned about is just Doc. That's it. But other than that, they're all well-rounded, good team. And I feel like Joel Embiid should be MVP. I promise you. I feel like he should be MVP this year.
Ray, let me go. Ray, what is your fascination with the Sixers? You're not even a Sixers fan. But what is your fascination with them?
No, I'm just saying Joel Embiid should be MVP. That's what I'm saying.
Why?
He's balling all over. He's dominating. He's killing.
We always knew he could get numbers.
He's not doing what he's doing now. Like it's crazy now. Joel is balling.
I agree with Ray. I think Embiid is the leading MVP candidate. But how many times have we seen guy win an MVP and it don't matter when the playoffs hit?
What is his so number? What is his number? What is his numbers?
Got you.
28-11, I believe.
Joel Embiid's average 29.8, so we're going to say 30. 30-11.
So I'll applaud him for that. I'll applaud him for that. That's something that he should have been getting his whole career. And I will credit Doc for that. I credit Doc for that. But he ain't doing – I'd rather have – my guy from the Knicks.
Randall? Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Understand what I'm saying. Understand what I'm saying. He's averaging a double-double. He didn't get as many points as Embiid, but he's averaging a double-double. And at this stage, 30-plus games, the Knicks ain't seeing this. Even though they're two games under 500, the Knicks have not seen this in I don't know how many years. Since Melo left.
Yeah, and that's another thing I was just about to say, Marvin. And yes, Rick, I do believe he's drunk on his statement trying to say he'd rather have Julius Randle over Joel Embiid. No copy. No. I don't care if you argue with me about Dame and Luka. I don't care about that. That's cool. I'm not about to sit up here and say that Joel Embiid. And that's no disrespect to Julius Randle.
But you got to understand what I'm saying as far as – because, again – and Julius Randle, he's really been decent forever, just on terrible teams. Joel Embiid he's just finally doing what we always expected him and wanted him to do. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but
he's always expected him to do.
We expected him to do this, but he's actually doing it now. So let's talk about what he's doing now, like what he's doing right now, and what he's doing. And he plays better. He plays better defense. I'm gonna just shut this Julius Randle thing down. Like, he plays way better defense than Julius Randle. We just gonna stop that.
Nobody plays defense in the NBA. Nobody.
I'm not gonna say that.
The league don't allow it. Nobody plays defense. We're not gonna sit here and act like somebody's locking things down. Nobody really plays defense in the NBA no more. Like, stop it. Stop it with that.
He's protecting the paint, just like Rudy Gobert is protecting the paint, just like Miles Turner's protecting the paint. You have guys who are great at protecting the paint. You do. And Joel Embiid is cooking. We're not about to say, like I said, if anybody's supposed to be MVP, to me, number one seed, it should be Joel Embiid. Now, in the playoffs, the only thing I'm just saying that the reason why the Sixers came into a conversation is because I said if they match up with Brooklyn, I feel like it'll be a mismatch with the big man, but then Brandon countered and said it don't even matter because Kyrie, James. So I understand all that, but like I said, I think that'll be a good series. That's all I'm saying. That would be a great series between those two
teams. Six. I like Brooklyn in six.
Six games. That's not a great series. Six games is over.
Kim said, "Six games random. It's a go right."
I'm not mad at that at all. You know why? Because I keep telling, like, the older generation of Knicks fans, and this is where even the ownership goes wrong. Y'all only know Knicks as losers. So I'm not mad at that. Y'all only know Knicks as losers.
For sure.
So I'm not mad at that. Like, I can't argue that because they're known as losers. Yeah, the Knicks has won nothing.
But we will say I will say shout out to the Knicks because the Knicks they continue. Because you see Cleveland, they were doing my Cavs are doing a thing and then we dropped off. So hopefully the Knicks don't fall in the same category.
Nah, the Knicks will sneak in because again before. The Knicks will sneak in because they're number one in defense right now.
Not over Utah.
Huh?
I don't think the Knicks play better defense than Utah. I don't think Knicks are number
one. No, look at the stats.
It was the Knicks for a while. I'm not sure. But since we are talking about the Knicks, I do have to take a little brief pause here. And I think it's only appropriate. Welcome home to Bobby, man. Shout out to New York City right now, man. My boy Bobby home, man. We gotta acknowledge Bobby Shmurda. Come on, man. Rage podcast. They ain't doing this nowhere else, man. Shout out to Bobby Shmurda, man. Come on, man.
Shout out to Bobby. Bobby home. You know the music about to be crazy. They lit.
Hey, I need it, man. I need it all, man. Hey,
But that's another topic. But
if only Bobby would have made a song. Damn.
Of who?
Bobby and Pop Smoke.
I know, man. That is tragic. But you know, I had to throw that in there. I know. We talking about the Knicks. The Knicks hat somewhere still floating in the air, man. Hey, shout out to Bobby, man.
All right, I'm going to throw y'all a little curveball. I'm glad you said something about Bobby Smurda. Did y'all hear about the Meek Mill and the Kobe Bryant? What is that right there? For the Knicks.
Number one in defense.
Okay.
Knicks.
I'm sorry, Sherm. I was wrong.
Knicks.
Way to show the facts.
What's the offense?
Way to show the facts.
You're not talking about offense. I never mention offense at all. I said defense wins games.
That's did you guys hear about the comment about Meek Mill having his bar about Kobe? Did y'all hear about that?
Yeah,
I heard about it.
And I before you go, I feel like he didn't say anything. Like, to the point of be disrespectful. I get it. You know, if Vanessa came out and she didn't like that, now I'm not going to tell her anything because that's her husband. But like the people overreacting on it, I don't know. I don't think it was disrespectful. And now if I'm wrong about it, like we could talk about it right now. What's up? Because you've been around for a while. You know about the bars. Let me know what's up.
I just think Meek is the Kyrie of the rap game. Nobody likes him. Like, as far as social media, nobody likes him.
I love that comparison. Go ahead.
Nobody likes him. Like, because it's guys that even said forward a lot, and I don't know a lot of these young rappers today, but that I've read that said far worse since the Kobe situation about Kobe that nobody talking about. But Meek just seemed to be the target. He's the target on social media. For whatever reason. I think it's because he went at Drake. But that's a whole different conversation for another day.
That's when it started. I feel like that's when it started.
Yeah.
But that's a hell of a comparison. What'd you say, Brandon, about it?
I think that's a great comparison. I just think it's different. I take a slightly different perspective. Do I think he was off the wall? No. But when you're a celebrity and a rapper at the same time, I feel like you know what's going to trigger what. Like, I don't think there's no way he thought that bar was just going to be clean. And to his defense, it was supposed to be an unreleased track. It wasn't supposed to get released. But, you know, you mentioning Kobe, it's gonna cause reaction.
But again, it's like let's. Go ahead, Brandon, because I'm responding to the comment. I'm sorry, Brandon. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying it's like I can see both sides of it, but it's just like you gotta understand, like when you say certain stuff, like and he could be 100% fine with it, but like I'm in the middle. I don't think it was terrible, but I can see why Vanessa is upset. But it's just like, you know, when you say certain stuff and you have a certain platform and you have a certain influence on social media, you know, when you say certain things, it's going to cause a reaction. And I just don't think there's nobody in his team that heard that and said, hey, man, like no one told him, like, oh, that's fine. Ain't nobody going to sweat that bar or anything like that. I feel like somebody normally in someone's camp will say, hey, this might raise some eyebrows. Don't be surprised if there's some backlash. And then the tweet was untimely. I don't think he was talking to Vanessa, but when he was like, I'm on this savage, but it was just untimely. It's just, I don't know. I don't think Meek is that like unaware of what's going on sometimes, like as he sometimes portrays. Like, I don't get it. I don't get why people are mad. Like, you should get it. Like, even though you may have didn't mean it disrespectfully, you got to kind of understand that when you mention certain stuff, it's going to cause a reaction. But that's a rapper, though. Like, it is what it is. Like, rappers going to say stuff. So that's the part of the sport. So.
That's a fact. Sherm, you about to reply. Marvin said, too soon. 5 or 10 years of winning from the problem. I know you was about to respond to that.
But again, like I said, it's other rappers who are not known in the media that said worse. They're just singling out Meek.
But you said it.
Yeah, no, but if you read the whole, my thing is, honestly, I don't know what it could be taken. First of all, I don't know when it was, when he wrote this bar. I don't know when he wrote it. And I'm just hearing for y'all, it was leaked. Like, when did he write it? That's what I want to know. When did he write it? And then now I'm reading the whole context of it. Like, what, you got to try to figure out what point was he trying to get across?
What point are you trying to get across with the bar?
Yeah.
I don't have it by me, but I think he said, if I'm ever lacking, I'm going over my chopper like Kobe. I'm guessing his point is, but, you feel me?
It started talking about a chick. That's the whole, they only giving you a clip of what's being said.
Click, baby.
Talk about a chick. A chick, I'm gonna just say a chick. I'm not.
Yeah,
chick always tell me that she loved me, but she never showed me. Yeah, if I ever lack, I'm going out with my chopper, it'll be another movie. So the bar is really about a chick plant that he, from my opinion, is playing now. You could take that in one of two ways. And now, chopper, helicopter, but we know what he's talking about, a chopper.
Yeah.
We also could say everybody can admit Kobe was a killer on the floor, right? So we can also admit that he's gonna murker because he's a killer like Kobe on the floor.
Nice.
Research the bar. Don't just take the little snippet, the little soundbite that they're giving you. Read the whole bar. But I guess some people are just too lazy to do that.
They only read what they want to read, and that's the internet. That's the internet. That's how it goes. But we're gonna move back on. To talk about the Washington Wizards. You know, just before they just lost to the Clippers yesterday, they were on a 4-5 game winning streak. The Wizards are picking up. If I'm not mistaken, Brandon, you had them in the top 8 just like I had. And, you know, I know we got to stick with it. Can the Wizards figure it out and get in the top 8? Start with you, Brandon.
I don't know about the top 8, but I think they can get in that play-in situation and go from there. I'll say not top 8, but again, that top 10, possibly get a play-in game and make some magic and possibly upset a few teams. I can see them doing that. But again, like, and no, I'm not just being a fan, Keon, but the Heat are still pressing. There's another team out in the East. The Raptors had a slow start to the season. They're catching on. I don't see Boston struggling forever. I think they'll make a move. There's already teams. Again, the Hornets, they're in the mix. The Knicks are in the mix. I don't know if the Wizards have enough time or have enough in them to overcome all that, but I can see them getting into that 9-10 and playing a 7 or 8, like playing like a Knicks or a Hornets, and possibly taking over that way. But I don't think they'll make the top 8. But at this point, like, that's my prediction. But God, I didn't think they were going to start that off. But I'll say no, just because teams are clicking, and again, I don't think Boston's gonna be that trash for the foreseeable future. But I'll say no.
Sure.
Now I'm gonna say no too. And one thing I did not know, I didn't know that the league did not release the second half of the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Right now, I've been saying the NBA is now WWE, pure entertainment. I don't like the play-in game because if you're going to release the schedule at this point, so you're going to pick and choose who you want to have a shot to get into that playoff game and upset, it's WWE. I don't like it at all, and I don't think Washington has enough. But to get that, the playing games gives them a shot. If they're in that 7-10 range, it gives them a shot. But I don't like it around. And again, back to my point, no, I don't think the Wizards, because I don't believe. I'm sorry. I know. We said earlier, you guys mentioned earlier that well, Ray, you said now that Westbrook is healthy, it proves. I don't believe in Westbrook, period. Sorry. I love his game. I love his heart. I love how hard he goes. I love everything he gives, but he's not a winner. Sorry.
Not a lot of people.
Huh?
I said, not a lot of people in the league are winners. I mean, like Brandon always said, there's only, what, five guys in this decade that have actually shown that they can do something with Steph, KD, Kawhi. But I'm just going off. I heard everything you said. I heard everything you said, Sherman. So don't think I'm only singling out one thing you said. But if that's why you don't like him because you don't think he's a winner, then that's why I disagree with that. Because I'm like, there's not a lot of winners. Like Golden State, the Spurs, the Raptors got 1 year, and the Cavs got 1 year. Like that's it since 2010. Miami too with LeBron and Wade. So can't fault him and say he's not a winner. Like, because not a lot of people win. But he's healthy. He's healthy. We didn't even acknowledge this either. About the Wizards. They was dealing with the COVID stuff too. Like, so many players out, and then Thomas Bryant got hurt.
Let me say this. I'm not saying that he's not a winner because he did not or hasn't won the championship. That's what you guys confused with the situation. I'm not saying that. I just don't trust him to carry a team and make them put them in position in the championship. That's all I'm saying. It has nothing to do with winning championships. When has he proven that he can do it? Just put a team in position.
When he got OKC and AFC, and when he got MVP, got him in the playoffs. They lost in the first round, yes, but got him in the playoffs. As being the leader, as being the number one guy.
And again, I'm not knocking his game. I love his passion. I love his heart. I love his drive. But if I'm picking a point guard to start my franchise with, he's not on that list.
So you'll put Kyrie over him?
Of course. But Kyrie, Kyrie's not a point. I'm putting CP3 over him. Yes.
I'm not gonna argue with that.
There's not too but we have had this discussion. There's not too many pure point guards left in the league. Only a handful. And he's not one of them. Now, if I could move him to the wing and hit, this is what I'm saying. If I could get a point guard and they tried that with CP3, it didn't work. And move him to the wing or whatever, can he produce? Can he produce from the wing?
Can he produce from the wing? Yeah.
Produce what? A bunch of threes? A bunch of jump shots? What is he producing? What is he producing?
What is he producing? He's going to be our player. He's going to make jump shots.
He's not the type of player to put the ball in his hands from the and create space to get a shot off. He don't do that. His whole game is down here.
I'm a Russ guy,
but I see where Sherman is going with it. He doesn't bring the best out of your team unless it's him as the sole focal point and
you have a bunch of guys around him supporting him. Like that OKC team he did take to the playoff, that was a team full of, at the time, role guys, because obviously Oladipo became more than just a role player. But during that time, that was his thing. He was a formidable role player. But Russ has been balling the last 2 weeks, so I hope me and Sherman were wrong. Because I love, like, Russ is one of my favorite players, like, for real. Like, I enjoy everything about Russ. But as far as winning, like, you can't get to that team and they struggle so bad, even with the COVID stuff and the injuries.
I think if Russ is on the wing, I think he can produce. I do. Like,
I think he can produce, but can he win?
Like, can he? Let's see. Can he win what? Like, you say win what? Win a championship?
What is he gonna do?
Can he bring the best out of your team? Like we saw, and you mentioned it yesterday in our production meeting. Yeah. Why is he not doing it with the Wizards?
He just got back from the COVID, John.
I mean, the COVID situation. Wait,
no, for real. They didn't have their whole squad. We're going to do that for Miami, and I'm going to do that for Dallas, and we're going to do that for when Draymond Green for the Warriors. You have to have the same type of energy for the Wizards. You do. We can't do that. We cannot do that. We can't.
What about the Rockets last year?
The Rockets last year. Now I would say this: before the bubble, Russ was looking great. When he got in the bubble, I'm with you on that. I'm not gonna take that away. But before the bubble, before all the shutdown, we're not about to act like Russ went crazy for Houston.
He was,
but again,
I'm talking about going crazy. Like Russ was wilding.
You can go crazy, but does it produce wins for your team?
I mean, they made it to the playoffs.
I know a lot of guys who produce numbers, but it don't. It's inflated numbers. But can he get you? Are you gonna build around Russell Westbrook? Are you gonna say, "All right, that's my guy"? I need to get this piece to do what he can't do.
And in the point of his career now, no,
ever. And I love him. I love him.
But see, the thing is, when we
Keon, stir in the pot.
No, stir the pot, Keon. Because I will agree with that.
You'll take Russ over Kyle Lowry?
Yep.
You wouldn't?
Yep.
No.
Yep. I will all day, every day, because of this thing that I'm pounding right here.
Bro, we got this too.
What? Miami.
Wait. So you're talking about winning. You're talking about leading the team and getting, like, helping right now. Kyle Lowry has been helping out the Raptors be top in the East for multiple years. I'm not even talking about the championship with Kawhi. I'm just going to talk about everything with DeMar DeRozan.
But every time it mattered, he folded.
Last year, did he fold?
Last year? What about last year?
Oh, he said Ray R is some meat. He's sick. I guess he's talking about me because I'm vegan, I guess. I don't know who you're going to call us about.
They even say Ray ate some meat. He's sick. Yes.
Okay, so Russell Westbrook, when he was your number one guy, you're saying that you can't build around him. There's only one time where we saw that he was the man that they actually went to the playoffs, which was the AC. When Kyle Lowry was obviously either the one or two guy, the Raptors were either number one seed or top three every single year in the East.
Brandon, this is what we can't do with Ray. You can't credit. You can't credit Kyle. You can't say the East is weak all the time, and then credit Kyle Lowry, who actually choked every year and was mentally. He was mentally destroyed on more occasions than Chris Paul last year in the bubble. You can't give him credit for doing what he's doing in the Big East. You can't do that.
Okay, so wait. So does Russell Westbrook show up every time in the playoffs?
I already said he's not that type of guy to me. But I would take him over Lowry any day, every day, because of.
But you just said something about the wing, though. You can put Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry can make those shots that Russ can't. That's what you were just
you're going to tell me that's why I guess Miami.
I would rather have Kyle Lowry on the wing to make.
I don't know what year. That's why he had his hood on, covering his face after the Miami games in the playoffs, in the conference finals, shooting at the end of every game, but still came back and folded and choked. But you can move him to the wing.
Is this fair?
At 6 foot, you can move Kyle Lowry to the wing.
Why not?
I got a question. Is this fair? Is this fair? If I need my point guard to be the best, the absolute number one option, best player on my team,
we already know.
I'll take Russ. But if I have an elite guy like a Bradley Beal, a Kawhi Leonard, a Kevin Durant, a LeBron, whoever the case, I'd want somebody like Kyle Lowry. Is that kind of crazy?
I can agree with that.
Okay. All right. I think we all should be able to agree with that. Because, again, you put Kyle Lowry on that 2016 OKC team. They not doing nothing. They know. However, put Russell Westbrook on that Toronto Raptors team, they probably don't make it out the East. Because Kawhi's not getting his shots, and Russ is probably shooting them out the gym. But – I don't know, they're different, man. But I definitely think Russ is a better talent for sure than Kyle Lowry. I think Russ is a better player.
So the guy that's saying that can't shoot is better than the guy that can't shoot.
No. See, Kyle Lowry is a better point guard. We can all agree to that. But if you're gonna take the intangibles, I want the tangibles of Westbrook, because we know a lot of skilled guys. Softest butter. And I hate to say this about Kyle Lowry because I like him. He's a small guard, but he's not no CP3. I'm talking about the mentality. Because when you're a point guard like that, You gotta have that dog in you. Now we don't have that dog. And he's proven that year after year. And I hate to dismiss Toronto championship, but they got lucky.
And that's Jimmy just said. Jimmy just said he's taking Westbrook over anybody. Just need a
that's
good
because situation. Jimmy was Westbrook before Westbrook, but had a jump.
I hope that's just a figure of speech.
And right. And he was one of your grandfather's favorite players. And he can get to tell you that. But God, we on it.
Yeah, what he said, Rick said, Kyle was big in that run though. He was though. In that championship, he was. That one play I'm not taking it away from him choking and having bad games in the playoffs, but that year when Kawhi came, he was hooping. Balling. Russ was on the same team with Kevin Durant, too. You know, that went to the finals. That's all I'm going to say. He said there's no such thing. But Jay said there's no such thing as a two-point guard in the league right now besides CP3 and maybe Lowry. I can't agree on that.
I can agree with that because again, that's my comparison. One guy just had that dog in him that has that fight, and Kyle Lowry. I'm not saying that he's a hell of a point guard, but he just don't have that mental fortitude that he don't have in him, and he's that continuously throughout his career. He needs See, the thing when he was before Kawhi got there and they got lucky and won the chip, he's the guy. Along with DeMar DeRozan. He had to be the guy. He could never take that responsibility on. And that's what I'm saying. He could not take that responsibility on.
He said, Keon said, didn't he just score 2 points in multiple playoff games as a guard? He is compost garbage. That is so good. That is so disrespectful, Keon. Yes, disrespectful. But last week, we gave our predictions, what the Kings played the Heat, the Lakers played the Nets, and the Raptors played the Bucks. Sherm, you took the Nets and Miami. And Brandon, you took the Nets in Miami. Face is not here. Shout out to Face. Hopefully they got that dub tonight. He'll be with us next week. So shout out to Face. He took both of those teams too. But obviously I'm gonna lose it in. I lost all games last week because the Raptors beat the Bucks too. So my record is 8-12. It ain't looking too good over here. My boss is looking real bad. But before I keep going, Jimmy said, listen, I'm going to agree. Kyle is a similar guard, but while I was on a mission, Kyle just had to play his part. I agree with that. Copy.
Yeah, we all agree with that. We all can agree on that. We all can agree.
I agree with that. Sherm, still number one, top shot of top dollar, 15-5 on the year. Face, 13-7. And Brandon, 8-6. You know, Brandon missed two segments due to his games. And congratulations on your first year as a coach, Brandon. We have to say that, you know, did your thing, you know what I'm saying? Moving on forward and being a coach, more success coming your way, my brother. So shout out to you. Man.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no doubt. And so tomorrow, Thursday, here we go. We're back at it again, giving our picks. Tomorrow we have TNT. Luka and the Mavs. Don't know if Porzingis is playing. He's been out the past two games versus MVP frontrunner Joel Embiid. Who you got, Sherm?
I'm gonna take the Sixers. I'm gonna take Doc. We all know he does great in the regular season. I take Doc in the Sixers.
Okay. Before you on Brandon K said. In the league right now, everyone wants a shooting center. Ain't no such thing as a true point guard in today's game. And then Troy also called you Brandon.
Don't acknowledge Troy. Troy just talking. Don't acknowledge. You talking about Ray. Yes, you talking about Ray.
B Monk, we know how it is. B, we got tomorrow. Luka and the Mavs, Joel and the Sixers. TNT. Don't be tough.
I don't want to go against Sherm right now because Sherm is dusting everybody right now. But give me the Mavs. Give me the Mavs. I think they plan for more. You know, we don't talk about this person much because he's not like an all-star or even a star. Jalen Brunson's playing really well for the Mavs. And they got a lot of their support guys buying in. And I think they have a sense of urgency to make the playoffs. So – I'm going to go with the Mavs, but Sherm 15-5, man. I might got to switch up on y'all, man.
This is very tough because I don't know what the status is to Porzingis, and I know Joel. I'm with you, Keon. I'm pretty sure he did. Well, yeah, Joel dropping 40. He's going to go crazy. But you right, Brandon. You put a little hot streak, like, should I slide with him? But
come on, so I can blame you if we lose. Come on.
I'm gonna go in. I'm taking a mask, man. I'm going Luka to the boys. Luka looks good right now. He's really, really good, and if he wants to get into every game matters in the West. If the Sixers were to lose tomorrow, I wouldn't really hit them because number one, they would just drop to number two. I think they needed more. The guys are playing. Hopefully, they're going to get got Luka. And next one will be the Bucks versus the Pelicans. Brandon, who you got?
Damn. Bucks and Pelicans. I picked them last week and they screwed me over, but I'm gonna go with the Bucks. They gotta flip something. They gotta start winning games before they end up in that Boston type of thing. And I do think Giannis is the one person, not the only person, but he's one of the few people who can buy Zion. And Zion has emerged. I don't know if he's better than Brandon Ingram or not, but I'm gonna take the Bucks. They need some kind of momentum. This is more of a guess that they're gonna finally start hooping. So I'm gonna go with them.
Sir, we got
Pelicans all day, man. They're just younger, they're fresher, they have more talent. And I told you guys before, I do not like the way Milwaukee offense flows. Because as much as I love Giannis' game and I love him as a player, it's predictable. And if he's bringing the ball up the court, starting the offense, I take that all day. I take it all day. So I'm going with the Pelicans. Milwaukee has the best player on the floor. He's had the most talent.
Normally, when you make your picks, you always pick the best player on the floor. So,
but I'm going with the most talent.
Well, Brandon, it looks like we're on the same team because I'm taking the
We need some wins, brother.
The Sherman throwing us away. Let's throw a little quick wild card, though. Knicks and Kings. Quick one. Who you got, Sherman?
I'm going to go with my guys, man. And I haven't called them my guys in years. And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to go with my guys, man. I'm going to go with my Knicks, man. I got to go.
Me and Sherman Green like this. Wow, it must be a good night to tomorrow.
Nah, we're not going to. That's my guy. He's why I be so frustrated when I talk to y'all about something. He's one of the guys, but let's go.
Man, what you got? Knicks or Kings?
If it's one team I don't know too much about, it's the Kings. Like, I just straight up, like, only thing I know about them is this little Carolina thing I'm in, and they show all the pros and what they did the night before. So, I mean, the night before. So, give me the Knicks. I'm going to take the best player on the floor, and that's Julius Randle. So, let's go, Sherm. Hey, give me a win, man. I can live going 1-2, but come on, man.
Give I love it right Knicks. Now. I am taking D. Fox and the boys. I'm taking Sacramento. D. Fox is doing his thing, so at least I'm on now. Now I'm Dolo. Sherm, you was Dolo with the pigs. Now I'm Dolo. But before we get off, just a quick thing. Brad Stevens should be on a damn hot seat because they just lost by 20 to the Hawks down a 5 or 6 game losing streak. Something gotta give. If this was any other coach, they'll be fired. Yes, blame Danny Ainge, Brandon, and Sherm. Y'all brought that up, but Brad Stevens needs to be on the hot seat.
He's the Richie Cunningham. Yeah, I don't know if you guys know what I'm saying, but he's the Richie Cunningham of NBA coaches, because it seems like he can escape all blame from it for anything. As the good guy, well. Sometimes I'm gonna just say this. Sometimes it just gets to a point where your voice gets stale. And I think that's where he's at with that Celtics team. And I think that Danny Ainge, pulled the trigger. He should have pulled the trigger and let them go. Danny Ainge needs to make that change.
Should have traded for Miles Sherman when you had the chance, Danny.
No, nah, but I don't think he's gonna make that. He can get what he wants. Because again, like those kids, everybody on that roster was drafted. Not the core players were drafted. Brad Stevens been there 8 years. It's to a point where there needs to be a new voice. them where he can take them. That's just that. He took them where he can take them. And it's not saying that, I'm not going to agree with that. I'm not saying that Brad Stevens is a bad coach. As a coach, sometimes you just get to a point where you took the team where you can take them. It's time for somebody else to come in and take them over at home.
All right. We'll see what happens because now they just lost and the Celtics are 15-17. So they're creeping on down. Is there anything else you guys would like to let off? Let the people know or say before we head out.
Let's go Knicks. That's it.
All right, Brandon, you good money? You good?
My heels lost. Miami out here looking like some poop. It's just not a great time for me right now, you know. 2012 was a much simpler time, but I'm out, man. Hey, snowfall tonight for all my snowfall fans. We on. We out.
And that's all for it. Appreciate everybody. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend what it is and what it ain't. If you don't like what we got to say, join the debate. Copy.